BOE 2023 back in session. First matter is BOE number 374. And is that Schrottberger?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Schrottberger, come on up. My understanding, you have presented evidence quite visually here of a burned house.
When was the fire?
Hmm?
When was the fire?
Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. Oof. Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're just presenting evidence. In other words, it says on here 15110, which I would assume is valued at vacant. As a vacant lot, is that right?
I told you it's a vacant lot and the barn. Okay,
is there, you've got other on here. I'm just trying to figure out what you're trying to appeal. Do you not agree with the value or...
To be taxed on a house that isn't there?
Well, no, there. Even if you don't have a house on a piece of property, there's still...
The property
real estate,
itself.
Real estate taxes, correct?
Yes.
And that's... That's what I think this value is trying to reflect. I don't know if you have a foundation, but that may have some value.
We didn't put the foundation in. I mean, again, we have the land as part agriculture, part residential, because he's still got amenities like water and sewage. And then his structure is only the barn. And if you look on the PRC card, you have a copy of that to put up for him?
I think that's the only value on here. Is that value something that you are saying is incorrect, or did you just want to make sure what the tax was for?
Your acronyms, I'm not familiar with those.
Okay, I'm sorry. Were you just wanting to make sure the value of the property
shows not to include the house
and everything? Correct.
Not to include the house, and that can be amended later.
Right. And, of course, if you build something, then they come back out and look at it.
Yes. Kind of thing. Yes. There's a foundation that you can see in one of the pictures.
Is it the assessor's position that the value of the lot without the house right now is 15,110? Is that correct?
No. The value of the land is plus the barn, because we have a structure in there under agriculture, $4,799 for the barn. That's where the 15,110 comes from. The land value is $10,311.
Correct.
So the vast $4,799.
Okay. So the vast majority of that's just the land, and then we have a structure on it. So that's all that's being valued. They're not including the house. Is that what you were wanting to verify?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else that you were wanting to appeal on that or anything? Is that value?
I'm not the one that does the appraisals. I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
I just wanted you to know that I don't have a house.
Yeah, no.
We have land. We have a barn. We're in a barn.
Gotcha.
So the house isn't there. And if it's taxed on a barn, that's fine. On the house, that's not there. That's not fine.
No, we get understand.
Okay, so we verified we did take your house off.
Okay.
You need to let me know when you're moving in your new house, because our county is occupancy.
That'll be next year. Probably Valentine's Day, probably pretty close to that.
So, again, until you move in, we don't put your house on until...
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
All right, does the board have any questions? No. Okay. So that you understand the wording, what we're going to do is make a motion to deny, which means that it's set at the 15 value. It doesn't mean that we're denying that the house is not there. I just want to make sure you understand that. But I would make a motion for BOE number 374 that we deny any change in value.
Second.
I have a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. Thank you for coming, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, did Tim leave?
No.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Now, Tim, what have you got that we might be able to help you with, get you out of here?
Two scheduled for...
Unless you want to come back at 2:30 and do all of them, whatever you want to do.
I'd rather do these two, but it'd be good. Two scheduled at...
Which ones are we talking about?
They're appeal number 204 and 205. It's going to be called JMAR Chateau, CHATEAUX.
They're not on this one. They were on the one that came out yesterday.
Oh, they were on the one from yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the numbers. Here's the numbers.
Gotcha. 204 JMAR. Okay. And they are out of Taney County?
Yes, but they own two. And Jeff and his wife, Maricela, they own two Nightly Rumbles in Taney County. Both are owned through JMAR Chateau, LLC.
Okay. Do you know which one they want as the $25.75?
Just the more expensive.
Okay.
I guess that was a stupid question,
same.
Wasn't it?
They're assessed at the same value.
The first one bought.
Do they have one?
What we've been doing is letting them pick which one they use.
The Majestic the same and one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they're the same,
same value.
Okay.
I don't know. That's what they're
107 and 111 Chateau.
I think they're the same one, same value.
Chateau Mountain.
I think both of them are around Chateau Mountain.
Could be.
Yes.
Okay. If you guys refresh your computer screen there, I moved that JMAR back into the today.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thanks, Susan.
You bet. You're trying to trip me up.
Well, not intentionally.
Okay.
JMAR. They appear to be assessed equally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figured. All right. As to BOE 204, I would make a motion that it be assessed as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Seconded.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. On BOE 23-205, make a motion that it be assessed 100% commercial.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. That's BOE 20. And then, did you say you had another one that you wanted to take up, Tim?
I have one at 2:30 p.m. It's appeal number 201 at Ada Yang. I think Ada only has one. She only has one property.
Yeah, I don't see anything else in there.
Yep.
And that's another nightly rental, Tim? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So okay. She uses a nightly rental, but it's her only nightly rental in Branson, as far as I know.
Okay.
But Susan and I are checking to make sure that it's the only
as far as I know, I mean,
you don't find
just
it.
You can okay. Maybe Stephanie can see.
Stephanie, we were checking. Is it their only one? I think it
yes.
is. Susan, I didn't see any others, but
Jerry did not see another one in her name either. Any comment from the assessor?
No, I mean, if Stephanie finds another address for them, but I didn't see anything. I only saw one.
Okay.
And it's Branson Cove Resort.
As to BOE 2023-201, would make a motion that we assess as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
Excellent.
One last thing. I'm looking on the screen here, and for some reason, their land is already in here. Well, never mind. Never mind.
Something
just
different.
Forget.
Okay. All right. Jim, I guess we'll see you at 2:30 unless you want to swing around.
No, that
was the 2:30.
That was the 2:30?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. I think that was all for you today.
Okay.
I have a whole bunch scheduled for tomorrow, and I may still have a few, but a lot of them tomorrow were going to be on the blood cases. But now Valerie's going to just hear my phone, I think. That's what you told me in her last.
Okay.
Yeah, I think tomorrow she's appearing on the phone. She has two tomorrow, and then she had me move all the other ones on the 27th, but she didn't say anything.
I didn't hear that. What's happening?
It's a lot. But I do know that we did have folks that were calling in and rescheduling, and I think that's what happened to this other one. And I was trying to let her know the need to tell you.
You did a good job of giving it all the support.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
What's happening?
I believe Tim is not representing Valerie at this point, is basically the upshot, right?
I certainly hope so. I certainly hope that's the upshot.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Tim.
We have a teleconference. Are the rest of these teleconference, or we have an in-person at 2? Okay, we got a teleconference now for BOE 342. Yeah, 342 is a teleconference, it says. Anything else we should know before I make a call? Is this a nightly rental?
Redbud Shores Condominium.
No,
on Lakeshore Drive.
They're going for valuation.
I think it's going to be a value.
Oh, it's a value? Okay. Is this one of those that's next to in the floodplain or something?
No, this is a condo. It's looking over the lake, and they're assessed the same as all their neighbors. I think the fuss about this could be, you know, they bought it in 2016, but the whole area has gone up substantially, and so they were brought.
Okay, so it's probably
equalized.
A percentage increase.
Yeah.
Okay. Their purchase price was below. It's maybe something that we rely somewhat on your expertise here, Jerry, about values in that area.
Yeah,
you too. You too.
Can you wait a second before you call them? Because I'm trying to see. I think you guys were given a password for Beacon, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to look them up on the map and then do the drop down and put, you know, price per square foot structure.
They don't give an opinion of market value on their sheet. They give a purchase price back from
2016,
but. Which I'm sure their values are up, but I don't know how much they're up, of course. So.
Well, and these have not been sold on the MLS, so there are no values in our MLS.
But I have some comp kind of things in case too.
Okay, so there's some other evidence. There's some comps on this.
Yeah, I stuck them in there. This is kind of like the ones the Majestic. You've got two-story, because this is extremely large.
Before we have this conversation, I want them to hear if you're going to talk about it. So let's go ahead and call them unless somebody else has another question. Okay.
But you can see it on your Beacon, Jerry?
Yes.
Okay. Price per square foot?
All right. Yes, Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara, this is